I know that this is sudden. Are you alone? I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. Did you see my text? I was hoping to meet up tomorrow. This morning I thought of it. I can't. I need. Shit. I need you again. I can't get the taste out of my mouth. This has never happened before. I'm not supposed to bite someone who isn't mine. No, I... Okay, look. There's a long story behind every question you ask. Right now, I need a drink. And it can't be anyone but you. I can't stand it. I feel like I'll just waste away. I'm not trying to scare you, but I promise, as soon as I have a drink, we can talk this out. No. I know we've only met once before this, but I helped you, didn't I? So please, just... I'm having trouble holding back. You're going to have to either let me drink or say no now. Because I'll need to get far away from here. No, just give me your neck. I don't care. A bit more. I am so sorry. This morning, I woke and I was fine. I was a bit thirsty about that. It came on so fast. Do you have any wine? Red, please. Thank you. It's rude of me barging in, taking a drink and then taking a drink. But if you could understand the craving. Well, enough of that. How did your food poisoning play out? Good to hear. I've only done that a few times before. I haven't had the opportunity. I'm not as old as you would think. I was technically born in the 90s. Just not these past 90s. Oh, I was fine. I've dealt with worse. If you don't mind, more wine? I'm a fast drinker. My body tends to process things a little differently than you. But I have my reasons. I'm not interrupting anything, dear, am I? Good. What time is it? I didn't even pay attention when I was rushing. Oh, dear, I didn't mean to wake you. Well, 3 a.m., surely you were asleep. Is that a normal schedule for you? Oh, honey, you cannot keep on going like that. The wine can wait. Let me see what's going on. Leave it to me. In here. Well, you do not need me to tell you it's a mess. Oh dear, your bed sheets. It won't do. How can you be enticed to sleep without a bed that makes you feel welcome? My love, I am a master of sleep. My mind is wired to stay awake only at night. But I comfortably sleep just like anyone else, and I stay awake all day. Tonight is an exception, but only because of thirst. If I can control my schedule, so can you. We'll get you tucked into bed. Change into something comfortable. I'm going to tidy up and get you something to drink. It's only been a few days since we met. I don't usually need blood that often. Really, no more than every couple weeks. But you take it well, and you taste divine. I only mean that. Well, usually when I take blood, even in small amounts, my donor takes a moment to come back to their senses. I'm always so careful, but tonight I drink so much. Yet you stand and move and speak. You aren't even dizzy. I'm not sure why, but everything about you. My dear, is there anything you ever wanted but couldn't have? Anything at all? A woman has her ways to make things happen. Especially when something she truly desires is on the line. And my desires? Well, tell me, what would you like? No context needed, my dear. I could find a way to give you the world. If only you'd give me one small thing in return. It wouldn't be difficult. Piper, dear, I'm busy. Can't you go ask? I'll be over. You'd think it was my daughter, yes, but no. One of my friends has been having awful nightmares lately. I need to see her. But next time we meet, and I do intend for that to be soon, I'd like to ask you a question.